Get it iced down. Hello, world.
Happy Wednesday.
It is good to have you, and hopefully also good to see you, or for you to see us. Welcome to the show. This is BS from a Basement. It's brought to you by Get Some Sports 13 TV for the best in local high school athletics, intercollegiate volleyball, and club volleyball on YouTube, Spotify, Audible, Pandora, Apple, and Amazon.
And Rite of Center Brewery, brewed with humility. Locally brewed and packaged in Lake Villa, Illinois. Try one of those bad boys today. And, of course, you won't be disappointed.
And don't forget, 25% off at manlybands.com using promo code GETSOMESPORTS13 at checkout.
Baby, hey. It's cold outside.
Hey, everybody.
Frigid.
It is not warm here in Chicago. We're in the single digits. It is the 100-day stretch of just awfulness, and then we're going to creep out of it sometime in June.
Which is where we fit in, to break up a little of the awfulness.
That's right. That is why we are here. We're here to help the people.
Hey, is this JD's first toast tonight?
It official? Is. It
yeah,
is
we're
first.
We're working JD in, you know, don't want to overwhelm, but this is going to be her first toast. We're all very excited.
She's on a, what do they do like in the NBA, Shen? Minutes restriction? Yeah. Is it,
load management.
Load management.
Which we'll also talk about later.
Yes. No pun intended.
All right, JD, all right. Let's get to it.
Okay. May we all have the chance to prove that money can't make us happy.
Yes, yay. Indeed. Yes, indeed.
I'll take that chance.
Yep. What are you drinking, JD?
I'm drinking some bubbly, sparkly water.
Oh, Brian and I are going a 2021 Decoy California blend.
It's from the Duckhorn family.
Sure is.
Is it better than the duck we had at Christmas time?
The cold duck.
The cold duck.
It's delicious.
Sort of a different.
It's a different duck. Yeah, different. It's a different animal.
Different
if you will.
Vintage. Varietal.
All right, I got to do my job here. If you would like to call and talk to us and you are not in my phone book, do not fear, people. What you do is you go on Snapchat and you like us, friend us at GetSomeSports13. And then you can use the call-in feature on Snapchat to call and talk to us. And me trying to post a picture on Snapchat while I talk about Snapchat, it's hard to watch. All right, so that's that. Now
hey, I got some confirmation from Wanda that
we are hot.
We're up.
Oh yeah. Oh, it's happening.
The hate is real when it doesn't. The hate is real. All right, if you want to participate like Wanda does, then you go into the little text comment box on YouTube while you're watching us live, and you type in there, and Carl will bring it up on the screen, and we can all see it and have fun with it. How's that?
There we go.
I think it's fantastic.
All right. Well, I think it's time to, we'll kind of ease in into the show by talking about what went on last week.
Or what didn't go on last week.
Did it really happen? A lot of people asked. A lot of people tuned in and what got this. That's okay. Let's explain what happened to the people. So we've made some power moves over the winter holidays. We worked through Christmas. We worked through New Year's. And some of us may or may not have gone into management and demanded a little bump in the old paycheck. it turns out, I mean, you guys tell me what you heard. This is all through the rumor mill.
So I heard that they tried to broadcast us through Chicago Sport Network, and no one in the Chicagoland area could get us
that
from the blackout.
There could be a lot of truth to that.
I think that that's what they tried.
That is a good call, because I don't know if people are... So now they've got the Apple TV app. Mm-hmm. Have you tried like Amazon Fire Stick app? Mm-hmm. It's just dog shit.
Yes.
It's so bad.
Caca.
It's dog caca. Yes. But you could be onto something there. I heard that rumor as well that they're going to transition platforms.
So my news source is my conspiracy says it was aliens.
The drones?
It was the aliens. The drones. So I can neither confirm nor deny, but that's what I got.
Yeah. So the other kind of rumor around the office is that, you know, we made a power play, showed us some of our best stuff, showed some new segments, and then we got greedy. And they wanted to just remind us who's in charge. And so they let us come into the studio and make us think that we were broadcasting. And they knew damn well that we were not broadcasting.
Put us in our place.
Yeah. So the joke's on them, though, because I can report this. If we look at our stats from Apple, Amazon, Pandora, Audible, Spotify, podcasting, most downloaded show to date.
Ooh. The people so missed us.
They don't have control over that platform, do they?
They do not.
No, they don't. No, they don't.
We're worldwide.
Well, we're back now. Carl has worked in some redundancies into our broadcast that should prevent this from happening ever again in the future. It's not to say it won't be put up on YouTube 5 days after it happened, but it'll be up there, by golly.
We're bouncing off of like 17 satellites right now.
All right, let's get to it.
All right.
JD, what's the name of your first segment here?
So we're first going to start with famous birthdays. And Brian, I know there was some confusion last week, so I'm going to clear it up that both of these people today are alive.
Okay.
Okay? Okay.
Start so with Betty that White hint. And Elvis are eliminated.
They're out. They're out.
Betty White's dead.
How old would she be to say? All right. So
when did that happen? All right. Let's have it.
All right. First one, a January 14th birthday.
What's today?
Today's the 15th. So
sounds good.
This was yesterday.
Okay.
This 56-year-old actor started off his career when he was 11 years old on Little House of the Prairie. Ooh. He has family ties in the industry.
Oh.
As his sister was also a child actor.
What did you guess?
John Boy.
I don't know who John Boy is.
I think he guessed him last week, too.
Some feared he would experience arrested development for starting his career so young.
Uh-huh.
But he surprised everyone by becoming a critically acclaimed actor. He's won Golden Globes and Emmys and also the Screen Actors Guild Award. He's done a mix of TV and movies, but most recently he's become one of our number one competitors.
Oh.
Who is it?
I don't think
Jason
Larry
Bateman.
Nailed it.
Oh, I was going to guess Larry David. I didn't think he was on Little House of the Prairie.
He grew up at that time.
Larry David was 30 at that time.
He grew up in Little House of the Prairie.
Yeah, he literally lived in.
Nice job, Brian.
Thank you.
So that was the first one.
I love me some Jason Bateman. Yeah, did you work in there that you could have worked in like an Ozark slant?
I didn't want to make it too easy.
Hey, new movie called Carry On. Have you seen this one?
I have seen that movie.
Oh, Wanda and I just watched it. Very nice.
It was a good one.
What's it on?
Netflix.
Okay.
He ain't so nice.
No, he is not.
Oh, no. Is that the one where he's got the beard and the... He did another series. I don't remember the name of it.
The Bearded Lady.
Well, he had to grow his hair way out and he grew this awful beard and I can't remember the name of
that one.
So okay. Try to watch Carry On before next week, Kyle.
Carry On.
Carry On was a good one.
Okay.
And also the fun fact
is
that...
Oh, you wayward son.
Is that Jason Bateman's my hall pass for if and when that ever happens.
Really?
Yeah. That's who I would pick.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, it's good to... Yeah. Is
so
it laminated?
Keep that in mind.
Is it?
All right. Is it laminated?
Laminated card?
Or is he too international?
So the new show is called Black Rabbit.
Okay.
Have you heard that?
I have not.
Okay. So it's supposed to be pretty good. Anyway.
All right, well, check that out.
Yep.
All right. Second one, January 12th birthday.
Okay.
So born in 1954, the 71-year-old king of all media celebrated his birthday on Sunday.
Larry King.
Nope.
I think he's dead.
What? Hello, caller.
He looks like an owl.
He made a career in radio starting in 1976.
Howard Stern.
You got it, Brian.
Dang it. What the hell? How do you do that?
Nice. Brian and I must be connected in our selections
here. So Brian came on the... He was down and out last week.
Must be that cold. That cold what?
He's into the lead.
He claimed he didn't check any birthdays.
I did not.
But
I did not.
He was hot. Nice work, Brad.
Thank you.
Yeah, I don't feel like I believe that.
No.
Based on his guesses last week, that was a much improved series of guesses.
He's almost at break even based on the score that you lose
a point
for every wrong.
That's true.
You're like -3 now, Brad.
All right. What's the next part of this segment called, JD?
All right. Next part is National Thing Day.
Yep. We're open to other suggestions for what we should call this.
The first one is a day that our buddy Brian doesn't need a special day to celebrate, which could be many things, but it's National Hat Day.
Oh, National Hat Day. How yes. interesting.
And we've been celebrating National Hat Day since 1983.
Okay.
And its original purpose was to allow people to wear hats places they normally wouldn't.
Yes.
Like at the library, at school, etc.
Church.
Now, does this fall on, like, it's always on the 15th, or it's always the third Tuesday in April, or what it, you
so
know,
it is always on the 15th, and it's because it was selected to commemorate the day in 1979 when the, or sorry, 1879, when the first top hat made its appearance in court.
Oh. Wow.
And the judge said it was distracting and didn't Whoa. Want it there.
Well, you're not supposed to wear a hat inside.
Well.
So if it is the 15th, you could fall on a Sunday. You could go church hat.
Yep.
Do you think it was like the stovetop top hats? Like something real
I thought it was
phallic?
Like an Abraham Lincoln
Yeah, for
hat.
Sure.
Yeah. Down in front.
10-gallon hat. What are they? I don't know what they call them. All right.
So in
I
honor
like
of
that.
Hat day, I brought the hat
oh.
that two of my very good friends got me.
I think I've seen that hat in a graphic
you
somewhere.
You might have. So I'm celebrating National Hat Day with both of you.
Fantastic.
Wow.
She pulls stuff from under the table for this segment. It's
Mary
really Robin. Amazing.
I know, but we didn't get hats.
You already brought your own hats. But right. don't worry, Brian. I brought you something for the next one.
Oh. Yes.
All right. It is also National Booch Day.
Booch. No idea what that word means.
For kombucha.
Oh, fermented drink.
Have any of you ever had that?
Yeah, I kombucha. You kombucha?
No. It looks like just knowing how they make it with that SCOBY. That thing looks like something that was in my great-grandma's fridge.
Yeah. SCOBY, not SCOBITY.
Not SCOBITY.
I can report this. The first time you drink kombucha, you will have a number two.
But you know what? It's going to be smooth
yes.
as soap, baby.
It will be. And lucky for all of you, I brought us the hard version because I figured maybe that kills a couple of the...
Yeah, it just offsets it.
It just, like, some of those probiotics just are swimming a little slower because they're a little bit drunk.
You're going to go broke on this segment. You said it wasn't going to continue, but I love the
one
gifts.
One for everyone.
Okay.
Give it a whirl.
Juneshine. Yumberry. Is yours called Yumberry
mine
too?
Mine says Pogue.
And mine's Grapefruit Splash.
Oh, Pog. It'll be orange flavored. That's Hawaiian.
Oh.
Oh, there you go. So
I'll
cheers.
Trade you my Yumberry for
Kyle,
your Pog.
I got passion fruit, orange, guava, green tea, and yung kombucha.
Bless you.
Lucky for all of us, the bathroom's real close if this kicks in quickly.
This is coming in at 6%. Not bad.
It's a probiotic. So, it's not. It's
happy
good.
Hat day. Happy booch day.
Fantastic, JD. You are really...
I'm opening mine right now.
Let's give it a try.
You were right to ask for more money with all the work you're doing on this new segment and the investment. I'll try some Yumberry. Do you have to shake it?
I didn't shake it. Too late now.
I'm going to invert mine a couple times.
I didn't know if it was carbonated and I didn't want to destroy
Hey, East Coast Pat.
Yeah, we hit him up.
Dialing in.
Ooh, and Donna guessed right. I missed that part too.
Does that mean he's sick? Elbow cough? Does that mean he's sick?
Hey, how was your greasy hamburger today, East Coast?
Huh.
This is interesting. Huh.
I can't report that Yumberry is particularly good.
It's very dry. It's very dry.
It does kill down the kombucha flavor, though. We'll give it that. All right. We're moving on.
Right.
We're going to enjoy those throughout the show.
I think Donna, she's never admitted it. Wanda, I think she's a little into Jason Bateman, too.
She could be.
He is on her list. You know what? If I'm being honest, he's on my list, too. All right, we're following up on what I call live golf indoors.
Kombucha.
Other people call it TGL. I asked the guys, let's try to watch episode 2 of TGL and see what we think of it. So last night, Tiger Woods made his appearance with his team on TGL. I don't understand why his team is what his team is. Just, they got smoked.
Yeah.
I just don't think that anyone else wants to play.
That could be part of it.
It was like me and you and Tiger.
But Let me ask you this. So the one of the if there were such thing as a live tagline, mm-hmm. one of the live taglines from Greg Norman was always grow the game. And we're growing the game, grow the game. So they interviewed Tiger last night and he used that phrase three or four times. And I don't know if he was being a smartass by saying that because he knows that this TGL thing is dumb.
Yeah.
Or if he just was oblivious to the fact that that's something Liv says all the time.
Like, is he a funny kind of guy? Like, would he be making a joke?
I don't know if he's smart enough to make that joke, yeah, but I do know. Think he's dick enough to make that joke.
I agree with second point. Yeah.
Did you watch it last night, Bri?
Just, I don't watch anything. I just saw the replay where the guy sculled the sand
is
shot.
His name
That's what
Kistner?
I saw. Kistner.
Yeah. I don't know who that is.
Yeah, it'll they all thought that was the funniest thing they'd ever seen.
I think he would have killed somebody if he didn't hit the flag, yeah. right?
Yeah, that would have made it exciting for the crowd, at least.
Like, it's like a car crash in NASCAR.
Would have woke somebody up.
Yeah. Look at the knob on that guy's forehead.
So, yeah, Tiger's team just was terrible. And then the only other thing I wanted to say about it, because it doesn't deserve this much airtime, is Tiger did his walkout to the song Eye of the Tiger.
Oh.
And he stood back in the tunnel with the smoke blowing in his face with the real... He held such a serious look on his face. I actually thought he was going to start laughing on accident.
Uh-huh.
But he did just the intimidating tiger look and then came strutting out. To the point that they actually talked to his kid during the thing. And Charlie's like, I'm embarrassed.
He probably thought he was so sweet.
What they
should
have done. You know what would have been a better song? What's new, pussycat? Whoa, whoa.
Maybe next week.
Little Tom Jones.
It was cringy. It was cringy. So now we've had 2 weeks of this in the books, and none of it has been compelling. I'd like to think if it was, could get a close match and they could talk a little smack, maybe it could be fun, but 15 holes is too many. It's too many. We need to play 9 holes.
We'll see what Nielsen ratings say next week with the viewership.
Yes, we will.
Peoria Pete's been dialed into it.
He's into it.
He actually, I think, has some control over this. All right, we're moving it on down the road. This is what we got to give the people what they want, and what the people want is to hear from our friend Bri. Bri is a connoisseur of the news. He reads it in the papers. He watches multiple newscasts per night. He even works the beat to bring us the best news stories of the week, and he does it in a little segment that we call Brian's Riff.
You know, I got 3 paper boys on the payroll. 2 of them with bikes with a basket on the front of it. And I wish they'd quit complaining about the cold weather.
It's hard to find good help, Bri.
So, Kyle, as you know, as the people know,
yes,
our show is very bird-friendly.
Yes. Yes, indeed it is.
We had a segment at one point about learning state birds. And we've had a previous story about organizations trying to keep birds from flying into glass.
Mm-hmm.
You know, JD, a lot of people even say our show is, I quote, for the birds.
That has been written in a number of reviews.
Yes.
All right, drop it, Carl. Here we go. Yeah. Here it comes. Watch this. Give it its due.
Oh, snap. So here's another good story. The McCormick Place Convention Center on the Chicago Lakefront, just near Soldier Field, they applied a polka-dotted window film.
That's how you enunciate that, by the way. Polka-dotted
window film to the windows last summer.
Now, why didn't they go with the 2x3 net that we talked about?
Too many birds died during that.
There's been a lot of
advances. The trial. They've run another trial, and it wasn't as successful as the first.
So they did this ahead of the fall migration.
Why am I drinking Yumberry? I got to stop with the Yumberry.
So
steer clear of that.
The problem is they have this essentially... They call them a glass wall. So they have a glass wall of windows on the lake, which is where basically birds fly to die.
Okay.
So they decided to put this polka dotted window last ahead of the fall migration. And guess what? It was a success.
Oh, that's good to hear.
Can I get a ding ding?
We can get a ding ding. Can you tell me how much it cost to put the polka dots on the windows?
That is not public information at this point.
Well, so, and doesn't it kind of ruin the point of having full glass windows?
Well, that's a question I want to bring to both of you in a second.
Yeah.
So collisions are down 95%.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
And you know how we know this? because there are actually people that collect and count the dead birds.
Homeless people?
What was it last year? What was the strike count?
Like 1,000 per day or some silly number.
Oh, and what is it now?
Well, 95% less, so 50.
Per day? I think per season. Maybe I want to say it was 1,200 dead bodies last year. Yeah.
They had them all lined up.
If it's 1,000 per day, they're going to need like one of those tennis ball collectors.
Yeah, they would be stacking up.
You know how hard it is to put a tote, I guess they call it a claw tag?
Yeah, yeah.
On the bird. You know what they refer to these birds that hit the windows?
Blind.
They call them crash victims.
But why are the ones still hitting the windows with the dots? Is anybody digging into this?
Well, I think they're cross-eyed.
Yeah, or blind.
So, which brings me to my question. You brought it up. Would you put, like, you live on the lakefront and you've had a few crash victims?
We get crash victims even in our homes.
Yeah. Would you put polka dots?
No,
not there. Yeah. No.
Do you know, maybe you don't know the answer to this. I might be putting you on the spot. But if the windows are reflective, does that prevent them from smucking into the windows? Is the fact that they're transparent that's the problem?
It's the transparent. They don't know.
Yeah, yeah. So I would think reflective window and be fine with it.
But I would think reflective would be worse because then it looks like they're flying straight into the lake.
No, but
well,
they're
flying into themselves.
They see themselves and then play abort. Chicken and divert. Yeah, abort.
Yeah.
Pull up. Grant. Yeah, yeah.
All right. Second story, JD. Starbucks doesn't want to be America's public bathroom anymore.
Yes.
Oh, shoot.
So they're scrapping their policy that let anyone hang out at their cafes or use the restrooms without making a purchase.
Yeah. Now, did they advertise that it wasn't that way?
Well,
they make it seem like they did.
Now they're
Carl's prepared a piece for this.
they're advertising it now. And you know why? Because they want to improve the paying customer's experience.
That's kind of self-evident. Did we do research to get to this point?
Yeah, exactly. You know how you do that? You deter homeless people and non-paying customers from hanging out and using the bathroom. They're hoping that it will lure back more customers and improve worker relations.
I think it's pretty I can jump to that conclusion.
Now this is the quote of the day from an unnamed Starbucks spokesperson. We're prioritizing our paying customers who want to sit and enjoy our cafes or need to use the restroom during their visit.
Can I say it another way? Yeah. We're prioritizing our customers.
Yes.
Because if you're not paying, you're not a customer. Correct?
No, that's correct.
They could have stopped right there.
Yeah.
Now, let me ask you a question, and I'm going to pose this to you too, Kyle. I'll ask this to JD first.
That was his hint for me to shut up until you talk.
Yep. Have you ever gone into any establishment and used the restaurant and at that time as a non-customer? What did I say? Oh, restroom as a non-paying customer.
I personally have not.
Never.
But I do know of people who have.
Yeah, I call BS on that. Everybody's had a code brown on the road.
You go to a gas station.
Well,
not like a Starbucks.
Do you buy a pack of gum after you clog up their toilet?
Probably. A bottle of water. It's been a long trip. I got to rehydrate.
So you've never gone into like a McDonald's or a...
No. Because I don't want people to look at me. Like, you go in and then you go out, they know what's happening.
But you know what? Like,
well, it's better than it happens in there than it happens out there.
Some McDonald's, most Taco Bells and Burger King, you go in the first set of doors and the bathrooms are off to the right. You don't actually ever get into the restaurant.
No. Yeah, well, see, I haven't really, like, planned this out as much as it sounds
so
like.
So, Kyle, it sounds
you're
like
welcome when the code brown hits.
So, Kyle, it sounds like you and the other 99% have done it.
Yes, everybody's done that.
So,
for
what I do is I'll go in and I go up to the register and I look at the menu until I get an eye, and then I look at my hands and go, oh, you know what? I'm going to go wash my hands.
Okay.
Yes.
If you have this much time,
it's not a code brown.
It's not a code brown. Are you like holding your cheeks together?
Well, maybe I've already gone. And it's just a question of losing the underwear at that point. All right. A little bit more serious. Consumer Federation Protection Bureau, the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, I'm not sure you heard about this, is suing Capital One because they cheated allegedly millions of consumers of not paying more than $2 billion in interest to holders of its high interest savings account.
Not sure I followed that.
I don't know what's happening.
The CFPB, who I've never heard of. So are they saying they're not paying dividends?
They're not paying the interest on their account?
Peoria's coming in.
There we go.
Peoria, talk to us. Do you know what the CFPB is? Oh, wait. No, you should be there. Peoria, can you hear us? All right, keep going, Brian. I'm going to work
on
this. All
right, anyway, and the reason this was interesting to me is because I have some accounts at Capital One.
Mm-hmm.
So essentially what happened is they had a savings account called the 360 Savings, which was their high interest savings account.
Go ahead.
And, well, I just got zapped in my ear.
You got to be a professional. Work your way through it.
All right. So I'm all out of sorts here. What do we got here?
Well, we're getting Peoria back. Peoria, we apologize. We couldn't hear you, but now we can.
We didn't hang up on you two weeks in a row.
Hey, I'm starting to catch the hint, guys. How are you? Are we still talking poop, or what are we doing?
Yeah, where do you like to stop and poop, but not pay for anything?
You heard that story. Have you ever gone as a non-paying customer and stopped and did a number one or number two?
Yeah, 100% I have.
Yes. Yeah.
There's long stretches of road in Peoria with
most every day on his way to work.
Yeah,
he
has to.
Listen, it's happened before. We've all been there. That's nothing to be ashamed of. There's no doubt about that.
No.
All right, we're trying to track this, Pete. Bear with us. The CFPB.
I may have to punt on this one.
No, let's try it one more time.
Talk us through it.
So $2 billion in unpaid, I interpreted it to be unpaid dividends.
Interest on savings.
So they're not putting the interest in your account every day.
Okay.
So what they did is they had an account called the 360 Savings.
Yep.
Okay. That was their high interest account.
Was that Samuel L. Jackson's account?
Yes.
That he was advertising?
Yes. Yeah. What have you done for me lately?
Yes.
Or whatever. Or what's in your wallet? Sorry.
That's right. Cracker.
and what they did is they rode, as interest rates went down, like 2018, 2019, 2020, they rode it down to like 0.3%.
Yeah.
And then they left it there. And then they opened up a new savings account, or they offered a new savings account called the 360 Performance Savings.
Okay.
This is like a Ponzi scheme.
So what you had to do, and this was the real high interest account. So what you had to do is, if you left it in the 360 Savings, it was frozen at 0.30%.
Okay.
Even while the 360 Performance Savings had gone all the way up to 4.35%.
How do they justify not adjusting the interest on that first account with the prime rate?
Therein lays
the lawsuit.
The lawsuit. Because and I remember when this happened, because everybody rode their interest rates down. I mean, at one point there was accounts paying like 0.01% for savings. And I remember at the time I was kind of looking, I'm like, well, I have the 360 Savings. Why aren't I getting the interest rate? And I'm like, oh wait.
How come I haven't got a 1099 in 5 years?
There's a 360 Performance Savings. So you actually had to I had to hunt for it a little bit. And I was doing it, I'm like, well, if this old one is like gone, if it's like it's a dead account, they don't offer it, why wouldn't they have just transferred everything to the new one?
Because it costs them money.
They're money market accounts.
They're expecting you to figure that out.
Yeah, so I figured it out, but apparently a lot of people didn't. So for 5 years, they've been stuck in this.
Yeah.
But again, and we talk about this, there's got to be some accountability to the people who don't pay attention.
So that's exactly what I was going to say. If you're looking at your account, you notice right away, hey, I'm not getting this big deposit of money. Where is it? Like, it doesn't take you 5 years to figure that out.
Or you at least say, how come my interest rate never gets better on this savings account?
Right. Yeah.
All right, I got that now. PRAP, what's going on with you? Talk to us.
I'm just.
Did you call to talk in? Did you call to talk TGL or live indoors?
Live indoors. If it were live indoors, you guys would be talking about it positively. So we know it can't be that.
Hey, did you watch it last night?
I watched very little of it last night. I got to tell you, I watched a little of the first week, and it didn't excite me much.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah, so
we're thinking maybe a 9-hole event. Let's cut it down to 45 minutes.
If it's a beatdown, especially 15 is too much.
Yeah.
Maybe they need to invent the mercy rule.
Slaughter rule. Do we have any idea what the tickets are to go actually see it live?
That's a great question. I can't look on that one. Go ahead.
I don't, but that has to be the only aspect of this that could be fun.
Yes, that's you what have Jamie to be there said. Live. That's the only time it would be a good live. Time.
The well, only other thing is I think they need to we're going to need to see them drink and do this.
That could really take it up a notch. Shotgun a beer.
Beer bong.
Yeah,
out
because
there.
Pretending to laugh at a guy shanking a ball into a flag stick for 17 minutes was
funniest thing they've ever seen. Much.
Yeah, they've never seen a funnier shot. And I believe the announcer said, because this was the 3 minutes I watched, that had Kisner hold out that shot, it was going to be, quote, the greatest three in the history of the game.
Yes.
Oh, ever.
For sure.
Yes.
Prices for TGL start at $222.
Is that just for the seat?
That's just
the seat.
Doesn't
give you any kickers?
No.
Yeah, no, thank you. That doesn't do it for me.
No. No. I do like the idea of a mercy rule. I think the possibility now that we know the crowd can actually get hit by the ball, that could spice it up a little bit. There should be some sort of point system for that.
There's going to be nets next week.
Yeah. All of a sudden, yeah, your view's obstructed.
Polka dot nets.
Maybe instead of throwing the towel hammer, they could throw actual hammers at each other. I think something just to get this thing going.
The towel is weak. Yeah. There's no doubt about that.
We couldn't even come up with a foam hammer. I mean, come on.
Yeah, there's nothing that was or there was nothing hammer. That was actually fun.
Yeah.
Nope.
Yeah, so.
Brian, let's close out your segment. You got one more piece, right?
I got
right?
one more.
All right, Pete, check this one out.
So every once in a while, I wish we could zoom in on her face, but hopefully you folks
can. Oh, we can, yeah. I think.
Every once in a while, there's a story or an article about people voluntarily.
We can't.
About people voluntarily jumping into a lake in freezing weather.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Now, and a lot
the
of times.
Polar plunge, if you will.
And Pete, a lot of times it's not even part of a fundraiser. There's just people that just do it.
Yeah.
Why?
Well, the cold plunge is a thing now, right?
The cold plunge is, but like...
And I get that. If someone's going to, you know, you're doing it for fundraiser or...
I think there's people, there's Ruskies over in Russia that do it just as part of their daily routine.
We had a cold plunge tub at our house for a while, but like...
There's people in Chicago who do it every day. Just, it's like, that's how they start their day.
Yeah.
Now, I'm thinking... My heart would probably stop.
Yes.
If I jumped in, because the water's like 34 degrees right now.
You know what I got to believe the worst part is getting out.
Yes.
Well, if you could see, and you can kind of maybe see in her face, yesterday this picture was on the front page of the Tribune. Now,
what is
her face.
What is she wearing?
Her face is telling me
she.
Looks
like jean shorts.
Those look like skiing gloves and maybe like aqua boots.
They're like soup. So her
they
face,
say you lose a lot of heat from your hands. That makes sense.
and your feet. Her face is telling me she regrets it.
Yes.
If you could see this.
It's a
face.
Bad decision.
Well, she didn't even go under. Her hair's not even wet.
And her right calf is stuck to that metal pole.
Yes. Yes, exactly.
Oh, no.
Exactly.
Christmas story.
Again, so you won't find me jumping in the lake.
No.
Not even on a 90-degree day, quite frankly.
No. No. Couldn't pay me. All right, Brad, that's a nice little riff. Let's get into Peoria Pete a little bit. I feel like Peoria, let's go back to last week. There was a mishap, and I use air quotes when I say that at the soundboard when you called in. What did you
listen?
Go ahead.
You know, when you call and you call and you call and you're denied, it was almost Peoria Pete is an applicable name. I feel like I was denied three times.
Yeah. Carl wanted me to tell you this.
You're almost
again,
like.
I just want to apologize.
You know that you got the religious connotation there, right? Before the rooster crowed,
yes,
or cocked, or
exactly
is it cocked?
Three times.
The rooster cocked or the rooster crowed?
I believe roosters.
They cock a doodle do.
Oh. Yeah,
that could be. That okay. could be.
Yeah,
yeah.
We'll get the that may have been the King James version. Yes. The cocked.
Yeah.
All right, so Peoria, we don't want to do you any disservice or disrespect. So let's cover off on what you wanted to hit last week and what you might want to hit this week. We're all yours, buddy.
Honestly, this week I was just calling on a wellness check.
Yes.
After the game in Ames tonight.
Yes, I did. I kind of kept track of that. It's one of those things, Pete, as a KU fan, you feel it coming, you see it coming, you know it's going to happen. But the twinkle in your eye says maybe it'll be different this time, but it never is. there's just places that we don't play well. Ames, Iowa, in the Coliseum is one of those. West Virginia is another one. And sometimes Manhattan, Kansas likes to jump up and bite us. But we're going to be okay. We're going to be all right.
Well, how are you guys doing, Lawrence?
I definitely think you'll be okay in Manhattan now. That team's no good.
Yeah, well, they sometimes surprise you. What about Hunter Dickinson? Okay, let me ask you this.
Okay.
I don't know what Hunter Dickinson is making in nil money, but it's in the millions, I'm sure of it.
Got to be 2 to 4, right?
Can we come to an agreement that if the boosters pony, let's say it's $4 million, the boosters pony up $4 million, and I'm not saying he's in this position, but if you just crap the bed the entire season, can we ask for some of that money back? Can there be like a performance incentive on nil money? I mean, you know, he's not there because he averages a double-double, but he's such a gigantic wuss for someone that's that tall. He literally can't dunk, and he can touch the rim without jumping, and he can't dunk.
Maybe he goes for a swim with the fishes, if you get what I'm saying.
You know what? You're not all wrong. I'm trying to remember who the college coach was this weekend. But they talked in a press conference. It was either Texas's coach or Tennessee's coach. I can't remember. But they talked in a press conference about how they benched a guy because he gets paid to shoot. And if he's not going to shoot, then he can sit out.
Oh, yeah. I heard about that.
I like it.
Yeah. And I thought to myself, I bet these college coaches love this a little bit.
Yeah, people are all up in arms about that, though, because it's a college kid still, and it's like,
you know with that kind of investment comes responsibility. Yep. I'm sorry.
Listen, you're not just quote a college kid anymore. Yep. The old I'm a man. Come at me. I'm 40 from Oklahoma State football. If I remember correctly,
the walking mullet. Yes.
Yes. But yeah, you get paid millions of dollars to play a game. You better play it the way that you're supposed to play it.
I agree. I think we need to get performance clauses into nil contracts.
Couldn't agree more. Well, listen, I don't want to hog your guys' whole show here. You guys have a great time.
You too.
Enjoy and listening as always.
Thanks for calling in, Peoria. Good to talk to you, baby.
What did they call it?
It's good to hear from you guys.
All right. Bye-bye.
Take it easy.
A clawback. Is that they call it?
Yes, a clawback clause. It's hard to say sometimes. All right. This could very easily go off the rails. This is probably one of the more dicey goofballs of the week we've ever had.
It's questionable.
We're going to see where it goes. All right.
Those pictures.
Can we zoom in?
So this is a little bit all over the place. I'm going to start with the easy ones. So we've got, you know, TikTok up there, and we've got red dye number 3. Mm-hmm. And all I have to say about both of them is he gone. He gone.
Not a chance is TikTok going to go.
Well, here's the interesting thing. So, you know the dude, Kevin O'Leary, that's on Shark Tank?
Yeah.
His firm said they wanted to buy it. And for some reason, they're not able to buy it. Why would TikTok not want to? I guess if you look at it through TikTok's eyes, if you can have your platform for the rest of the world and the 350 million users, which probably equates into 7 billion user accounts in the U.S.,
yeah,
you can get a good number for that. Why wouldn't you sell it rather than lose it?
I don't know why they didn't just punt it and give that piece off.
Yeah, because China, I think they said that they preferred to have a buyer in China, but that's never going to pass muster with the U.S. government.
No. Because that's our whole problem with it to begin with.
Yeah. So
China.
I think it at least goes away. It might resurrect. I still think it's craziness that the U.S. is probably willing to void any patent TikTok has on its technology to allow it to be duplicated. We don't have somebody in the U.S. that can duplicate that platform.
I don't know why that's set that hard.
I think they're going to call it TikTok.
Look how easy it was to replace.
Also trademarked.
TAK.
Oh, very nice.
Look how easy it was to replace MySpace with Facebook. You just.
What do you mean easy to replace MySpace?
It's gone.
Did you message me on that today?
Isn't Betty White on?
Yeah, when did it go away? I think it goes away. We'll see if it resurrects or if there's a 11th hour reprieve.
So red dye number 3 actually is not gets phased out like by 2028, I saw.
Yeah, they're coming quick with that. Turns out petroleum-based dyes can be carcinogenic. Who would have thought?
Wow. What?
And I've been drinking motor oil for years.
Yeah, and so those all those kids that have the weird allergies, it's not a weird allergy. You're actually drinking poison, so it's probably good that goes by the wayside. So those are that's the low-hanging fruit.
Start there.
Let's go with the picture in the dead middle of the screen. This is our friend Paige Spiranak. Is that how you pronounce her name?
I think so.
So, Paige, my friend Paige. First of all, if we look at this picture closely.
I just did.
That outfit is not appropriate for those weather conditions.
Maybe she just got out of the hot tub.
Hot tub. I think the fur on her chesticles would be a little more damp had she been in the hot tub.
You're right.
Here's the thing I can't.
Who's Paige Spiranak?
Okay, so she used to be a professional golfer.
There's no money in it, apparently.
Well, her boobs got in the way.
And she has now decided that she's kind of a photographic prostitute of some sort.
Mm-hmm.
Because every day on my Instagram account, I get a little heart that says, Paige has sent me another picture of herself.
Oh.
And funny enough.
Of course, you donate money to her every time you get that picture.
So, funny enough, what I've noticed in the last couple of years with Paige is virtually every picture she posts, her boobs are just a little bit bigger than they were the time before.
They're going to pop soon.
To or now like that old, they just look ridiculous.
Like those Reebok pump-ups.
Yes, yes. Yes.
Is she AI? Is it AI Paige or is that real Paige?
I think it's real Paige. I don't know. She's becoming annoying, I think, because here's my question, twofold. One, I assume that Paige would agree that we all don't like the principle of objectifying women. I assume she would agree with that because she claims that she was sexually abused in her youth. And somehow this is her way of dealing with that, which I don't really understand.
Yeah, that's
You've
confusing.
Made yourself a sex symbol. But I would assume she agrees we shouldn't objectify women. So my question then is, what is this and what is the end game? Because this is her... Every day of the week, this is what we do.
She's just trying to stay relevant or sell bathing suits. One of the two.
Well, I don't think those bathing suits are for sale, but what? Okay, so let's go with the stay relevant, be in the limelight.
That's what it is.
We're just going to ride it till our physical features start to fade on us? Like,
yes.
That's the game?
Because she's out of golf.
Yes.
So she doesn't have anything else to keep her out there. So, I mean, she's got this.
But I don't know why she's out of golf. I mean, she does post a lot of pictures in bikinis playing golf.
So
she practices a lot.
So and this is the part I don't always get. How is she making money? Is there advertising on her Facebook page or Instagram?
I would guess through advertising. I would guess she probably, I don't know if she has an OnlyFans account or not.
I was just
going to
ask that.
But yeah, I don't really know her whole, what she's, like what this all is. I don't get it. I just don't get it.
I feel like it's that one thing didn't work out, so maybe this will.
This is the next best thing I can do.
What else is she going to do?
I don't know. Get a job.
She'll be pumping gas.
I don't know. I fundamentally think it's someone that comes from her storyline, if it's to be believed, and I'm not sure I believe it in totality. But from like rags to riches to from sexual abuse and just a horrible early lot in life to now this is what I do with my life. It seems counterproductive to that storyline.
I would agree with you unless she's going back to those rags like the, hey, hustle for money. That's what you did before.
Hustle. The hustle.
Hit the hustle.
Speaking of husses.
This is the one I've been waiting all day for.
The white dress here. This is... her name is Lily Phillips. Lily is a lovely young lady from the UK.
Is that her given name, do you think?
I probably not. I don't know.
It's
who knows?
Tulip or Rose? Definitely not Lily.
Crystal chandelier.
Yeah. Alabra.
All right. So here's Lily's claim to fame. Now, Lily is on OnlyFans.
Okay.
So she makes her money by doing things with her body on her OnlyFans, which you pay to be a part of to watch and whatever. So she gets paid.
Mm-hmm.
And that, just that real quick.
Yeah, yeah.
And I've heard about this thing, but you can, like, you you have an account and you say, okay, I want to pay $100 a month, and that gets you some sort of view?
I think you can subscribe to certain people's pages and then you get to watch whatever they're doing.
Think of YouTube, but if you wanted to watch a video, you'd have to pay for it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I'm assuming you, to see more, you pay more.
Well, I don't know. I don't know if that's how it works.
I don't know the details. I would think I think it's if you subscribe to that person's page, you can see.
But maybe there could be levels. There could be a premium level.
So there's,
I don't know.
People,
why don't you get on there and do some research? No. You and Carl. Yeah.
Brian's so there, riff.
So there's, like, you literally, you pay, and I don't know the number, you pay $20 a month. So they get people who subscribe.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So every month they're dumping in.
Yes.
Yeah, and this, they is, give content.
These people are making millions of dollars.
There's a lot in the foot fetish industry on OnlyFans,
yeah,
too.
I can't even imagine what's on
gross.
OnlyFans.
Would anybody only fan me?
Maybe. What are you planning to do, Brian?
Are you going to show your face?
Are you going to stand in the woods in a bikini?
I tell you what, I got a bad toe, so I don't think they'd like the foot thing.
All right, let's move on. So I don't think this was, what she did was not necessarily filmed and people couldn't watch this happening on her account.
For posterity.
But there was a documentary made about what she did. And what she did is she slept, had sex with 101
Made
men. we're not going to go that far. 101 men in one day.
Huh.
Now, she also did it. She rented an Airbnb in downtown London to do it. And of course, something of this nature is against every Airbnb policy that there is. So she currently is banned from booking Airbnbs, at least in her name.
But do you think that there's a specific line item in Airbnb? Like, what did they get her on? A party? Party of certain
size?
Well,
I think the cutoff is 100. Once you go over 100.
She pushed it.
It was that
far.
Last guy. Yeah. So now she says her next goal is to try to do 300 in one day. I personally don't even find this funny. I find it beyond repulsive. Close. Like, I have questions about your morality, your respect for even yourself.
Yes.
The human body wasn't made to do that.
It's not impressive. Who's...
It's just disgusting.
It's gross.
It's nothing but disgusting.
Now, so how do you get the dudes, first of all?
Don't know the answer to that. I read a number of articles because I was interested in that, too. And not only that, are we getting STD checks on all of them?
Right.
And I guess if you're number one, that's one thing.
Probably
if
number one's a good spot to be.
One.
Not so much.
Guess what? You just slept with 14,000 people.
That's so gross.
And, again, how does she make money? There's people paying to watch this? Or
so, again, I don't think the 101 guys were, that wasn't broadcast. Okay. What was broadcast on her thing was a documentary that someone made about her doing this. I guess if you wanted to put that on OnlyFans, you probably could. But my understanding is that's not what was on there. It was a documentary about this quote-unquote feat. And now she wants to up the ante and try for 300. And now there's some other lady I also think is in the UK that claims she has done this with 1,200 people in a 24-hour span.
I did hear about this.
I can't even call you ladies. I don't even know, like, but what is wrong with you? What is wrong with you?
As Alicia Keys would say, her blank is on fire. Yeah.
So here, I want to read something. So in reading what I was trying to do, my research on this, and reading about
why did we go there, Kyle?
Well, because it's about objectifying women, and we're saying that's not the thing we should be doing. And then we see women that have position of influence doing the exact opposite of what they should be doing.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm trying to understand. I don't understand it. But she said, I think after this thing took place, she kind of instantly regretted having done it, but then she comes out and says, I'm going to try for 300, so I'm not quite sure how it all works. But she says, sleeping with a lot of guys has always been something that I enjoy. So I'm delighted that now I'm making money from it. I did this as a hobby before. I did it for work. so it's not that outrageous to me. I want to be unique in this industry. This is kind of my niche. I have no regrets because everything I've done has led me to this point in my life. Oh, how proud. How proud your parents must be. How so proud your family must be of you. But again, the articles I read said her initial reaction when the guys that shot the documentary went into the bedroom was that she was crying and she was beside herself and said, I shouldn't have done this.
But I think that goes back to the last one, too, is like they're looking for attention and they're looking for to stay in the limelight, but they don't feel good. Like you can't feel good about it. And that when she says that she likes sleeping with a lot of guys, that's not what you're doing here. You're just...
This is like,
this
yeah,
is gross.
This isn't sleeping around.
And that's the thing I'd like to think, you know, and I tell my kids this, I tell, you know, Donna, Wanda, myself is you want to be a asset to society. You want to be a member of society that the world's a better place because of you. What does that add to society?
Like, nothing.
Nothing. Like it's not good on any level.
No. There's no redeeming quality in any of this. And for her, that last quote, everything I've done has led me to this point in my life.
Every one I've done?
Perhaps.
Good Lord.
Perhaps.
Ugh. Oh, so real quick on that.
Yeah.
Kind of the addendum I talked in the green room before. So, and this will not be surprising to you, but the Chicago Sun-Times recently reported that Illinois state lawmakers plan to introduce legislation that would make Illinois the first state to decriminalize sex work.
Well, and that was going to be one of my questions there too. You weren't paid directly by these 101 dudes, but are you not a prostitute? Like you were paid through OnlyFans for doing this. Are you a prostitute?
I think that the definition is getting real muddy.
It's getting blurry.
So
they
literally want to make it legal in the state of Illinois.
Well, that's fantastic because they're going to tax it.
Correct.
Yes.
Something else to tax. And here's the other thing.
New line.
And one last point before, can you imagine this conversation at the dinner table? Honey, I don't know why you're upset with me for paying that woman for sex. It's not like it's illegal or anything.
Correct. And we had a joint after we did it too. All right. On that lovely note, we're going to take it to a more wholesome segment.
Yeah, I don't think this song can play after that.
Well, in some ways it can.
It's a cleansing.
Whew. What do you got, Bri?
I tell you what, JD. And I got two good ones today. And one of them, and I like, and you both, especially Kyle, you look at the psychology of the person who's writing and you sort of pull him or her apart, and you're like,
something's
okay.
Something's a little wrong with
that. Yeah, something's wrong with that. So that'll be the second one.
Okay.
So here's the first one. Dear JD, at the recent family Thanksgiving gathering, my father-in-law's girlfriend was asked to pass my drink to me. Instead of grabbing the cup on the outside, she put a finger on the inside and a finger on the outside to lift it, thereby making me cringe with disgust that if I drank on that side, I'd be sharing her germs. Now, this woman is just awful disgusting. She could probably be diagnosed as a narcissist. She's a hoarder. She neglects her animals. She's highly disliked by everyone in the family except my father-in-law. Frankly, she doesn't deserve kindness. So why did I not call her out on tainting my cup? Why did I pretend not to notice and only take a sip on the side? I knew she didn't touch and never drink from that cup again. Anyway, everyone was sitting or standing around the table when this happened, but I have no idea who saw it. So on top of shame on myself for not sticking up for myself,
oh my God,
there's embarrassment that others might think me just as disgusting for acting like I didn't care that she did it. What should I have done?
Okay, what you should have done was just take your drink into the kitchen, either pour it into another glass or get yourself a new one entirely. Like, she shouldn't have called her out. What is that going to do?
Yeah.
That's not going to do anything
for
her.
You just look like you look like a jackass.
And you're not going to drink it because that's gross. Like, when I was passing Kyla's drink earlier, I made sure my hand
was
low on the glass.
She put her two fingers in the wine itself.
Yeah.
I got no problem. Yes. Let me ask you this. If this person was a beloved girlfriend that was
still
fun
gross.
And everybody loved, but I don't think the writer goes this direction if they like this chick.
Right.
Actually, no. I don't think the letter is ever written if they like this chick.
No. No. Either she would have
There's
like,
more
made
to the
a
story,
joke
as you always say.
She would have either made a joke in the moment, like if I passed you your drink with claws in, like you would have been like, that's disgusting.
Hey. So who does that, though? I mean, who puts their fingers in the glass?
Yeah, well, apparently
this lady.
This narcissist does.
So what if Jason Bateman put his finger in the glass?
Well, I would set it on the nightstand and say it.
But, I guess it I, as I thought about this, I think I would call the person out.
You
well,
would
I think
not.
You would. You
as a joke,
knowing
maybe.
You would jokingly say, "Did you seriously just put your finger in my glass?"
Right.
Yeah, for sure.
But if it was someone you weren't that comfortable with, you 100% would not.
But I definitely, to your point, I think I would have done. You know, casually walk away.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't even go that far. I just know where her finger was, and I rotate the glass 180, and I go out the other side.
Yeah, but those things, they run. The critters run.
Those talons could have been all
I probably would have deep-sixed it at one gulp, and we would have moved on.
And hope that the probiotics and the hard kombucha things outweighed
whatever. Is this Yumberry? This is delicious.
Yeah, exactly. Where was your finger? All right. All right, now this is the one that I think you're really going to get. Kyle's really going to want to jump in right away. So, dear JD, I am the oldest of two sisters, the city mouse and the country mouse.
Oh, boy.
The city mouse has not visited the country mouse, me, for more than 10 years. The trip to see me involves a half day of train travel, pick up at the station, but her own room and TV, and access to her nieces and nephews, plus that clean country air
that city people don't care about.
I fear I will never see the city mouse again because of my impending health issues.
Oh, boy.
When I nicknamed the bully approached the city mouse, she replied with, "Why can't I visit her? Any ideas? Has our sisterhood been abandoned?"
Why did we have to go city mouse and country mouse exactly? Is there a reason for that?
So she just thinks that her sister thinks she's too cool.
So the country mouse thinks the city mouse is too cool to come out and visit her. So what's the idea to get us back together?
FaceTime.
Yeah, this is a weird question. Like, if she doesn't want to visit you, she doesn't want to visit you.
And there's no indication that the relationship was great until they lived in separate locations. I know plenty of city folks that would have no interest in going out to the boonies ever at all.
No.
And I don't, that's fine. You do your thing. Why can't they meet somewhere in the middle?
Just play her the song Green Acres. And they could maybe like join together at the end.
A half day of train travel.
That's a long time. I thought when you read that, I'm like, where are we going?
Right. That's why she doesn't want to go there.
Can we get a crop plane?
Well, the other thing is, why can't the country mouse go visit the city mouse?
Mm-hmm.
Right. Like, if they're living a half train ride away.
Half day train, yeah.
And I don't know what, I don't, like, other than to the city and stuff, I don't know, like, what is a half day train ride and is that like 500 miles?
I was going to say it's got to be 500 miles.
And she doesn't even say, like, what does City Mouse have going on that she can't make? Because that's a more than one day trip.
Yes.
That's a lot going on.
Are we calling her City Mouse because her name is Lily Phillips?
So
I go back to my question, though. Why busy. Are we, what's the mouse thing? Am I missing something?
No, that's just what
I think
the,
that she's saying, like, she's settled down. She's in the country. She has her kids. And, like, her sister's living this fast-paced life.
Banger life, like, in the city.
Yeah. And she doesn't want to come down and hang out with her sister and her kids for a couple of days. I don't blame her.
So, because you know as soon as she gets there, you and the husband are heading out in the F-150 to go to the bars.
Well, this is the dually. This is the part. So the city mouse hasn't visited the country mouse in 10 years.
10 years? Move on.
So the country mouse says, "I will never see her again." So why don't you go visit the city mouse?
Go visit.
Like, it works both ways, right?
Yeah.
But anyone who refers to themselves as City Mouse and Country Mouse.
Yeah. And lets it go 10 years before we inquire as to what to do about it.
Yeah. And Country your first Mouse, thing is to write the newspaper.
Hey, Country Mouse, that's free cheese.
Oh, boy. What's wrong with people? Can't we all just get along, JD? All right. Our last segment is brought to me, brought to you guys, and brought to the people by our good friends at Manly Bands. Manly Bands, with unique materials like dino bone, meteorite, historic military materials, and much more. Go to manlybands.com, a band for every man. Manlybands.com, say no to boring.
Manly Bands, oh yeah.
And as JD has done a really good job at the beginning of our show, she lets us know that if you get on there and you get yourself a badass ring, 25% off. Just use Get Some Sports 13 when you check it out. You get a big old discount.
It's worth it.
Brian, what is the name of our last segment?
It's Canoe, your high school nicknames.
Know your high school nicknames. The hardest game in televised podcasting. In this game, what happens, Bri?
So normally, we have a little, and I'll get into the rules, but normally we have a little picture that we go by, but that would have given away the high school. So what we're going
to
do here
Brian's
is...
he's not able to Photoshop, and by that I mean put a black, like
a
redact something.
Yeah,
exactly. I can't. I apologize. So I give you the nickname, and then the A-plus answer is the actual high school.
Yep.
The B answer is the city where that high school is located, and the D minus answer is the city where it's located, because that's just the one in the
state.
50. What did I say?
You said city twice.
The state where it's located, because that's just the one.
It's
in
different
50.
Scoring every week.
Yeah, that's why you can't win.
So anyway, I think I'm gonna. I think I got one. I think I got you guys, because you guys have been getting.
We've been circling closer.
We're getting close to the cheese.
We've been circling.
City Mouse.
City Mouse. All right, so the nickname is the Nikes.
The Nikes, we say in stereo. I know. Jinx. Well, here's what I'm thinking right off the bat.
Yep.
I'm thinking a couple things now that I even said that out loud. First, where I was going to go blindly is the Nike Shoe Company is in Oregon. We could go Oregon.
Yep. I think Brian's trying to trick us with that, though.
I do. I agree. The other thing I'm thinking is Nike is...
Lily Phillips.
I believe, if I know my Greek and Roman mythology correctly, Nike is the Greek version of Apollo, which is the Roman version.
13, so on the moon.
No. I'm just giving fodder to thought, Jimmy.
You're much smarter than
I am. I'm the best partner at this that you could possibly have. There's no reason to make fun of me. That's the two thoughts I have.
Okay.
And actually, the Greek and Roman thing doesn't do us any good. I just wanted to say that I think that's true.
Apollo so I think 13 took off from Port Canaveral,
Cape Canaveral, Florida. That's not a bad thought. I think, all things aside, we go Oregon.
Yep. Let's go back there.
I don't know what city the Nike, I don't know if it's in Portland or Eugene.
I have no idea.
What's the cool name of the place? Where is Oregon State? It's in like, it's got a cool name. Hold on. I'm going to look. Can I look up Oregon State?
Sure. Yes.
Corvallis.
He said sure because he knows we're on the wrong path.
Yeah, he doesn't
look
give
it up
it.
All day long, guys.
Look up everything in Oregon. It doesn't matter. Let's go Corvallis, because it's cool to say.
Yep.
Now, Corvallis is a fairly big city, so we can really be open with the school name. So you can come up with one.
I would say Corvallis Central, CC.
CCHS.
Yep, CCHS.
CCHS in Corvallis, Oregon. All right. Do it correctly, Brian.
Yep.
So the high school wrong. The city, wrong.
No.
The state, wrong.
Oh, blanks.
We were doing so
well. You guys, walked right into my web.
It's an evil web. Yes.
So the Nikes are from Burlington, Iowa. And it's the Burlington Notre Dame High School Nikes.
That doesn't even work. Yeah, does that even dumb. Work?
It was so random.
Now, you should have access to put the mascot up so we can see it now. Is it the Greek god, the running fast guy?
So the Nike is the Greek goddess of victory.
Okay. Mm. And is that also Apollo in Roman mythology?
I don't know that.
No, you're confusing.
But
back to Iowa.
Nike
Brian.
Is just like the shoe company. Yeah. So I have no idea. I sent two of my paper boys. Neither one has come back from Iowa yet. But trying to figure out how the heck they came up with Nikes in Burlington. So Burlington is right on the river.
Yeah.
But yeah, Burlington Notre Dame High School are the Nikes.
Hmm. I have a small update to make. In Roman mythology, Victoria is the equivalent of the Greek goddess Nike.
Apollo's the god of
Apollo
war.
Apollo and Mercury are the same. Oh, or Mars. Right. Apollo and Mars might be the same thing. We'll fix that next week.
Yeah. I took us to Port Canaveral. Yes. I can't judge. Yeah. All right, that's going to do it for today's show, guys.
Swoosh.
Oh, man, that was fun. That was fun. Hey, everybody, when you're out and about, do us all a favor. Do something good out there.
Bundle up.